Welcome to the Talking Paper series. I'm Andrew Kirshner, and today I'm joined by Professor Sunil Poshakvale. We're talking about his paper, Stock Index Futures Hedging in the Malaysian Emerging Market. It's been published in the Global Finance Journal, Volume 20, Number 3, 2009. So, Sunil, to our listener, can you first of all explain what is meant by stock index futures?
Well, very simply, stock index futures means buying a slice of the stock market. So just as you can buy and sell one share of British Telecom shares, you can buy and sell one share of the stock index. What, of course, stock index futures allow you to do is to go long and short. In other words, adjust your position depending upon what your expectation is, where the market is going to go. And it allows you to hedge your risk against your positions.
Sunil, why did you choose to focus on Malaysia? Reading your paper, I could see that the paper covered the period of the Asian financial crisis of the late 90s.
Yeah, I mean, Malaysian market provides us with excellent context because Malaysia has gone through the major Asian financial crisis, as you just said, in 97-98. But more significantly, after that, Malaysia also imposed what we call the capital control regulations, which stopped the foreign institutional investors from withdrawing large amounts of profits back to their home countries because Malaysian government felt that this was causing excessive volatility in the markets. Also, the Malaysian market introduced the stock index futures since 1995. And we were fortunate to have data on it right from the inception to 2001. So it provided us with an excellent case where we could try and test the well-established econometric models and see whether or not they work in Malaysian context.
So what did you find in your research?
In our research, what we have found is that the established models, econometric models used to calculate the number of contracts you require to hedge your portfolio risk do work in Malaysian context as well. But if we try and adjust the performance evaluation criteria, we find that maybe the performance of the well-established models are not as good as they are claimed to be in other developed markets where these models have been tested traditionally. Secondly, we find that the Garch models, which are called generalized conditional heteroscedasticity models, are able to capture the volatility characteristics of Malaysian market, because one would have thought that with the happening of the financial crisis in 97-98 and then subsequently the capital controls that were imposed by the government authorities in Malaysia, the volatility of the Malaysian market would change. But we do find that as far as models are concerned, we do not observe any significant change in the volatility characteristics. In other words, the models seem to capture the volatility very well.
So it can be taken across the board in other emerging markets?
Correct. We believe that our paper makes an important contribution because it sort of tests the models in emerging market context, something which has not been extensively done, and our findings would, we believe, be equally applicable to other emerging markets in Asia and otherwise.
So that's the key finding?
Yes.
Sunil, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you very much, Andrew.